From Spark and Anvil and Saffron Lab, this is The Patient Pair in Chapter 1 of the Saffron Lab cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. The Saffron Lab kitchen smelled like a warm hug. It was a slow day smell, a mix of yeast and herbs, and the deep, rich scent of vegetables that had been warming for hours. In one corner, by a sunbeam thick with dancing flower dust, sat Rice. They were tall and light, and they watched a huge ceramic bowl covered with a damp cloth. They didn't poke it or peek under the cover. They just watched, their breathing slow and even, as if they were breathing with the bowl. Across the room, by the giant stockpot that burbled happily on the stove, stood Simmer. Simmer was solid and calm, radiating a gentle warmth that had nothing to do with the stove. They held a long wooden spoon, but they rarely stirred the bubbling broth. Instead, they would lean in, close their eyes, and just inhale. A little steam would curl up and fog their glasses. A young lab kid named Alara fidgeted by the door, bouncing a worn-out tennis ball against the wall. Thwack, thwack, thwack. The sound was too fast for this slow kitchen, but no one was scolding her for it. Rise glanced over and gave a small, friendly nod. Simmer smiled around the spoon. Alara was welcome here. She was just waiting for something to happen.
Alara finally gave up on the ball. "Is it done yet?" she asked, walking over to Rise's corner. She pointed at the big ceramic bowl. "It's been forever. Can't we just bake it?" Rise smiled, a gentle expression that seemed to lift the air around them. "It's not sleeping," Rise said, in a voice as soft as sifted flour. "It's growing. It's breathing." They gestured for Alara to come closer and listen. If she held her own breath, she could almost hear a tiny, fizzy sigh from under the cloth. "The yeast are having a meal," Rise explained. "They're tiny living things, and they need time to eat the sugars in the flour. As they eat, they breathe out little bubbles. Those bubbles are what will make the bread light and airy. If we rush them, the bread will be heavy." Alara scrunched up her nose. "It looks like a lump." "Right now, it's a promise," Rice whispered. "A promise of a beautiful lift, of a warm crust and a soft inside. We can't make the promise come true any faster. We can just make sure nothing knocks the bowl over." Alara looked at her sneakers. "My grandma makes biscuits fast, though," she said carefully, "from a tube. We have them on busy mornings." "Tube biscuits are good food, too," Rice said immediately, with no judgment at all. "Bread is bread. Fast bread feeds you on a busy morning. Slow bread feeds you on a slow afternoon. Both are doing their job."
Alara wandered over to the other side of the kitchen, drawn by the savory smell from the big pot. "What about the soup?" she asked Simmer. "It's been bubbling since this morning. It must be done by now." Simmer looked down at her, their smile as warm as the steam from the pot. "Oh, it's cooked," Simmer said, their voice a low, comforting rumble. "But it's not ready." They dipped the big wooden spoon in and held it out for Alara to smell. The scent was good, carrots and onions and something herby. "Cooking is fast," Simmer continued, "but flavors need time to get to know each other. See the carrot and the onion and the herbs? Right now, they are all just floating next to each other." Simmer gently nudged the pot, making the contents swirl. With a long, slow, gentle heat, they stop being strangers. They start to share their stories. The sweetness of the carrot melts into the warmth of the onion. The herbs lend everyone their perfume. They become one big, deep, delicious story. "A story?" Alara asked, half confused, half curious. "Exactly," Simmer rumbled. "And you can't rush a good story. You have to let it unfold at its own pace. This is the patience that makes depth. It's not better than fast cooking. It's just different. Fast cooking is for getting fed.
Slow cooking is for tasting time itself.
Later, when the sunbeam had stretched long across the floor, Rise finally stood up. They walked over to Simmer's stove. Simmer dipped a small tasting spoon into the broth and held it out. Rise closed their eyes and sipped, and a slow, knowing smile spread across their face. Depth, Rise murmured. Then Rise beckoned Simmer over to the ceramic bowl. They gently, carefully lifted the cloth. Ilara, who had been watching from a distance, crept closer. The dough inside had grown to twice its size, filling the bowl with a soft, pillowy dome. It was alive. Simmer leaned over it and inhaled the sweet, fermented scent of the yeast. Lift, Simmer said, their voice full of respect. They didn't need to say more. They stood for a moment, one looking at the promise of the bread, the other appreciating the finished story of the broth. Their two kinds of patience were different. One was for a quiet awakening, the other for a long, slow marriage of flavors. But both came from the same peaceful place, a trust that some things cannot and should not be hurried. Ilara stood between them and looked at her own hands. She wasn't fidgeting anymore. She had just been still for a long time and hadn't noticed.
The kitchen filled with the heart-filling smell of baking bread. When Rise pulled the loaves from the oven, their crusts were a deep, crackly gold. Ilara's eyes went wide. At the same time, Simmer turned off the heat under the pot. The broth had become a rich, beautiful color, and its aroma made everyone in the room feel hungry and happy at once. Simmer ladled the soup into bowls of all shapes and sizes that people had brought from home. Rise sliced the bread, and steam curled from every piece. Ilara took a slice, still warm enough to melt the pat of butter she put on it. She dipped it into her bowl of soup. The bread was light, and the broth tasted like a whole story. It was worth the wait, Ilara said. Simmer just smiled. Rise's eyes crinkled. You also waited, Rise said. That was part of the recipe. All around them, the community shared the meal that patience had made. Some people had come straight from work, hungry and tired. Some had come early, with time to help. Nobody got more or less. The food was the food. It had taken what it took. And as the room filled with the sound of people eating together, Ilara felt something settle in her chest, warm and full and calm. The good, quiet feeling of belonging at a table where everyone was welcome.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to the patient pair. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.